Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question comes in from listener Donald. He asks, why don't plants get cancer from UV exposure like humans do? Thanks, Donald. You're right to point out that humans can get skin cancer from UV radiation, the most dangerous of which is melanoma. This is when UV light damages DNA in melanin-producing cells in the deepest layers of our skin. Over time, enough DNA damage can cause cells to grow out of control and lead to cancer. So why does something similar not happen in plants? Well, here to help me answer that question is Gareth Jenkins, Professor of Plant, Cell and Molecular Biology at the University of Glasgow.
The answer is that plants have evolved very effective ways of protecting themselves from the harmful ultraviolet radiation in sunlight that causes sunburn and melanoma in humans. Although we humans can shelter from bright sunlight, exposure to UV radiation is an unavoidable hazard for plants. They need to be exposed to sunlight for photosynthesis, which fuels their growth. Plants avoid damage by sunlight in three main ways. Firstly, they reflect it by having a waxy coating and hairs on the surface of leaves, but this reduces light exposure in general and doesn't prevent UV exposure specifically. Second, plants actually make their own sunscreen and deposit it in the outer tissues. These sunscreen molecules work in the same way as our sunscreen by selectively absorbing UV wavelengths.
Well, that's a whole lot more convenient than applying sunscreen out of a bottle. And now for that other solution.
Thirdly, plants have effective mechanisms to repair any damage to their cells caused by UV exposure. An important feature of all these protective mechanisms is that they're stimulated when plants are exposed to UV radiation. Even very low levels of UV, such as found on a dull winter's day in the UK, are sufficient to stimulate production of the sunscreen and UV repair mechanisms. This ensures that protection is already in place when plants are subsequently exposed to high levels of UV in bright sunlight. Remarkably, plants can detect the presence of UV using a photoreceptor protein, and this causes genes to be activated that enable production of the sunscreen and damage repair mechanisms. So plants are able to avoid damage in sunlight through genetic processes stimulated by their ability to sense and respond to UV light.
What a stimulating question you've asked there, Donald. And what a comprehensive and yet concise answer from Professor Gareth Jenkins from the University of Glasgow. Thanks so much to you both. Next time, I'll be answering this question from listener Phil. He says, according to particle physics, at the smallest scales, empty space isn't empty. Instead, it's a hectic place with subatomic particles appearing and disappearing. So what replaces the space that the particles occupied? Is this a void? And you can have your say on that one over at nakedscientists.com/forum. And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until then, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.